With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Well, hello and welcome to a brand new episode of EvoStick Extra. Yes, that little bit of extra talky bit about all things EvoStick that you've been missing since before Christmas. Well, we're back. I'm Ben, and coming up in the next half an hour or so, we'll be previewing this weekend's fixtures with senior sports writer for the Mid-Cheshire Guardian, Andrew Simpson. And of course, we'll be reviewing last week's fixtures with the MPL Facebook group's very own James Hayes. But coming up now, here's the news with Ben. Over to you, Ben. Thanks, Ben, and there's only really one place we can start, and that is to the change of managers at both Ramsbottom United and Salford City. Newly installed Ramsbottom United manager John Robinson has brought classy midfielder Phil Edgehill back to the MPL club as his new assistant at Ramsbottom United. The experienced 35-year-old was unveiled as Robinson's number two at the Riverside Stadium on Tuesday. That was 3 days after the Premier Division club's new player manager took the helm in the wake of the departure of former joint bosses Anthony Johnson and Bernard Mahler, who have now taken charge at Division 1 North side Salford City. In other managerial news, Division 1 South side Goole AFC unveiled Alan Semley as their new manager on Wednesday. The former Frickley Athletic and Matlock Town player succeeds Curtis Woodhouse at the First Division South club's Victoria Pleasure Grounds. In other news, the latest six-week soccer school for youngsters at Grantham Town kicks off this weekend. Open to both boys and girls aged from 6 to 12 and run by FA qualified coaches, officials say the next gingerbread soccer school is taking place at the Premier Division club's stadium, so youngsters can enjoy the atmosphere of training in the ground while having fun and learning new football skills. The schools are set to be held on Saturday from 10:30 a.m. with tickets priced at £4 per session or £20 for all six. In trial news, Stamford AFC striker Joran John is set to miss the club's Premier League clash at the Zico Stadium on Saturday against Frickley Athletic, as he'll be in Slovenia hoping to win a contract with NK Domžale. The Daniels announced on Tuesday that the 24-year-old is travelling to Central Europe on Friday for a trial with the club, who currently head the country's top league. And finally, Scarborough Athletic superfan Ari Gutelvik has challenged his fellow fans to do a little bit extra to help the club over the second half of the season. Gutelvik, an honorary life member of the First Division North club and one of the runners-up for last season's Support of the Year award, has agreed to provide a hugely generous donation to help propel the Sea Dogs on as joint managers Paul Foote and Brian Hughes look to secure a playoff spot. And that, Ben, is the news for this week. Back over to you. Well, thank you, Ben, for the news there. To review the matches that has just taken place, just this past week as it happens, we're now joined by James Hayes from the EvoStick MPL Facebook group. Hello, James. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everyone, and especially you, Ben.
Oh, thanks, James. Thank you. Now, before we get things started, your views on what's going on at the moment with, because we're recording this on Thursday, it's a very fluid situation. What's going on, firstly, with Salford City and then with Ramsbottom United? Because you, as a Radcliffe fan, you're stuck in the middle, aren't you?
Yeah, it's not making the things any easier for us, put it that way. Obviously, I think everyone's read it on the MPL group this week that seven players from Ramsbottom are transferred to Salford, along with Anthony Johnson and pretty much the entire back group at Ramsbottom as well.
Is that confirmed or is that speculation, James?
The management team's confirmed, and about five of the seven players are confirmed, but I think there's two more that are pretty much nailed on. I'm trying to find some gossip out at the moment.
We wish, obviously, Ramsbottom United all the best in this transitional period, I think they call it in the corporate world. Yeah, all the best, what can you say? Right, so, second things first, actually. Where are you?
I'm currently, I've decided to chill out of December in January, so I'm at home next to the canal near Mosley. Well, not canal, but nice bit of water. Chill out and get ready for the end of the season.
Well, you make it sound, is it actually a puddle, James? Is that what the water feature actually is?
Probably is, yeah.
Okay, right. So let's go through last weekend's fixtures. probably the game of the day happened at Hurst Cross. Ashton United against FC United. It chucked it down beforehand. There was a lot of jokes on the MPL Facebook group to say that Ashton United are after some kind of mud wrestling event. As it transpired, the match went ahead and it was quite a feisty one. But FC won 2-0 in the end.
We're going to come to this part of the season now where all the big teams, again, will be playing with playing against each other and going for it. There's no there's literally no second chances anymore. We're down to the business end of the season. Obviously, with what's going on at Ramsbottom, I'm not going to touch this now at the moment until I find out what's actually going on before I make my full views on it. Yep. But that's a good win for FC United, that as well. They've always been, not as we said on the last podcast, always been known to be stronger in the second part of the season. The only thing that's going to stop FC United now is if higher teams from higher divisions start looking at players, because especially with the FA Cup run recently.
Thank God, don't wish that on us. No one suggested that yet. Bottom of the table, Belper Town, they hosted Rushall Olympic on Saturday and then they went down by 3-0.
We can say it week in, week out. I think Belper are now going to start looking towards next season back in Division 1 South. Hopefully this has been a good stepping stone and they can keep the majority team for what they've got now. If they go back, the players they have been recently, because again, last couple of seasons, the team that's finished bottom hasn't necessarily been the strongest, but Belper look like to be bending that situation at this moment in time. So if they go down this year, I can see them competing well next year if they keep the bulk of the team.
Are you all right, James? Is that plane going to land on your head? You okay?
No, it's fine. Go on.
Right, okay. This was a bit of a surprise, I feel. Buxton 1, Stamford 2.
Stamford are looking to get out that bottom end that we keep mentioning at the moment, that are pretty much certain to be one of the teams that are going down. Buxton, they are still on that rough patch, but again, over Christmas, I think they were one of the only teams that really got affected by the weather. Mm-hmm. So it's coming back again into form, into fitness, into situations of play.
Certainly a team who look likely to make the playoffs now. Ilkeston hosted Barwell, and this was a bit of... Could have gone either way, this one, I think. But Ilkeston in the end won 2-1, having been 1-0 down.
Yeah, Ilkeston look like a team that are looking to progress now. Again, another potentially a rival dropping out of the title race. A good winner for them in the Dukeson Cup this week as well. So they've got that form. I don't think they've lost at all since second week in December.
Okay.
So obviously, other than Hales Owen Town, they're the second top goal scorers in the league at the moment. If my memory serves me correct.
So Hales Owen Town top goal scorers. Kingsland Town 0, Hales Owen Town 0. What happened there?
Well, they're also the best offensive side, Hales Owen. So you can't have it's the best of both worlds for them. With Hales Owen, they look like they're looking for a good run now towards potentially a top 10 finish. Would be fantastic for him, especially after the start they had where they dropped a couple of points early doors. It all depends if Ben Hazley, again, if anyone's got eyes on him, because he looks like another season where he's going to be a key player for him in the second part of the year.
Marine 0, Nantwich Town 1. That was a big result for Nantwich Town.
Yeah, two big results as well, because obviously with the beat Rami 3-2 on New Year's Day as well. So, again, another team looking at our bottom eight. Danny Johnson must have been listening to us,
yeah,
and telling
absolutely.
Us to
big fan. Sod
off.
Big fan.
Marine, again, they've lost a manager over the Christmas period after the results. I think it was pretty much during the podcast as well when the Marine manager resigned, if I remember correctly.
Yes, I think it was.
So you don't change your manager at a really rough period at this moment in time unless you really mean to do it. Marine are going to start struggling. I've defended them as much as I can do, but they're not proving the point to stay in this division at this moment in time. They need to look at strengthening up. It's all right having a change of manager, but if you don't bring the fresh mind in and a fresh mentality, it's going to cost you. I think, again, something that Sule, something that makes it, something that John Flanagan said last time, consistency is the key. You've got to have that morale as well. If you're not got that morale, you're going to struggle.
Fighting for the lives at the moment, I feel. Matlock Town 0, Grantham Town 2. Matlock, if you look at the table, they're probably the most likely out of the bottom four at the moment to get out of it. But they've got string of a few results together now, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I know it's only January, but we've still got to look at our friend, the points per game table at this moment in time as well, which looking at, because there's going to be two spaces available later on in the year, because again, with what's happened in the Southern League this year, with two teams having records expunged.
Yeah.
At this moment in time, Matlock are the second place team it's the Ryman League that are looking like they're going to struggle at the moment, but that's not an excuse to try and save your season. You've got to win the games. They've had a good run over Christmas as well. Looking at what they they are grinding the results again. They're starting to pick up points against the bigger teams, looking at the other divisions as well. It seems to be a constant pattern at this moment in time where the bigger teams are not keeping their mentality straight against the weaker sides, and it's going to affect the season, especially in the First Division North, where we've noticed it in the last couple of games at the same time. But Matlock can't think like they're going to be saved at the last minute. No team in that bottom eight can, because we've seen it enough times on the last day of the season, almost get me tip reprieve a couple of hours later.
I think you're giving Matlock false hope there. Anyway, we've got Andrew Simpson coming on later, so we'll be discussing Witton Albion then. But Stourbridge beat Witton Albion 3-0 on Saturday.
Another team everyone keeps saying to look out for in the second part of this season, and they've proven it now. A lot of games, and one of the only teams in the entirety of pretty much the Midlands area that had games played throughout Christmas period. In fact, last weekend, it was only the Northern Premier League that had games on. All the Southern League and the Rhyming League got called off, so they have that bigger pool of players available, thinking, oh, hang on, it's only a trip up the M6 for us to play. So they've got their eyes on the Southern League for players now. Again, January is always a time where teams start to adapt, start to form. Okay, we don't have a transfer window, but this is the part of the season now where every team adjusts, and Stourbridge seems to do it season in, season out in the Southern League. Looking back at the previous records, they're going to be another team to look out for. I can probably dare even say it. Playoff final, FC Stourbridge, written in the stars.
What are you doing? Anyway, can I just remind you, on last week's New Year's Christmas special, you didn't predict FC in the playoffs. Saying.
I think I was.
I don't think you did.
Never know.
I took a mental note. Again. I went, right, James, you're in the red book now. Anyway, Trafford 0, Skelmersdale United 1, and you know, that's a fair enough result, but yeah. Skem got the winner on the 87th minute.
Looking at, again, it's New Year's Day, I think they were one of the teams that got caught, one of the only teams that got, no, the, sorry, let me start again. Skelmersdale going through a bit of that rough patch again at the moment. We've noticed it with all the top six sides we were saying at the start of the season to look out for. Obviously, at this moment in time, Ilkeston are the team that are on, the main ones on form. So, Tommy Lawson, I know I keep mentioning it week in, week out, he's not someone who's going to sit down. Skelmersdale, another team to look out for in the second part of the season, especially with histories of themselves in playoffs, in title races. It's a different division now, and they're first season in and they're competing. He's not going to let this opportunity slide to get Skelmersdale into the Conference North.
Now, a team who've been quietly getting on with it, rising up the table, and they've even been mentioned at the Magnet now, so they've definitely made it in life. Workington 3, Whitby Town 0. That's a mammoth result, that, for Workington, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're on the way now.
Whitby have been playing well week in, week out as well. I think Whitby, they've made themselves outside that bottom eight at the moment. Workington, again, I think they're another team that listens to me week in, week out.
Big fans.
Yeah, exactly. 516 isn't exactly a bad crowd to want to have, especially over Christmas period as well.
I was going to mention the crowds because they all seem to be quite high at the moment. I'm not going to say it's down to this podcast, but you know, Ashton United against SC, that's a given. Over 1,000 for that one. It's a local derby.
Yeah.
But then you've got Ilkeston against Barwell, 504. Kingsland against Hales Owen, 507. Workington v Whitby, 516. Even if you include Stourbridge, that's 404. These are good attendances for the league, aren't they?
Yeah, especially I'm looking at all three divisions as well. I don't think there was only two games that dropped under the 100 gate mark all over Christmas. Big sign for what's happening with the league. The FA Cup not showing the Premier League sides might have had something to say with it, but absolutely, it's an advertisement for the non-league teams to show what they're really worth. Workington, bit of luck with Carlisle, League 2 not performing well, but again, they're a team that I can't see them making the playoffs personally. And they're all on the form at the moment, but they're looking to more consolidate and go for it next season. I remember Workington coming to Ratcliffe a couple of years ago and the fans are absolutely mental. So if them fans are back, they will be a team to watch next season, definitely.
Oh, when's FC going up there? It's like towards the end of the season, isn't it? Oh, that'll be fun then.
It's last game of the season.
Yeah, I think it is the last game of the season. Right, okay. Just a quick mention as well for Tuesday night's fixture. Frickley 2, Blyth Spartans 1. Now, a lot of people around the table last week at the Magnet were suggesting Blyth Spartans were definitely going to be pushing for the playoffs at some point. They've been stuttering a bit, and obviously there's FA Cup distraction, but we should mention as well the FA Cup third round. Good effort, Blyth. Good effort.
I mean, you saw it as soon as the second goal went in, because literally, unfortunately, I was working on Saturday, so I didn't get to see most of the game. But we had the entire eight. We had one of the radio stations up north, and you could hear him going for it until the second goal went into Birmingham. Head just drops then, and I think that showed on to the Tuesday night game as well. With Birmingham, they're a team that any professional side will look for them weaknesses, and as soon as the second goal went in for him, you saw it's over straight away. But fantastic effort from Blyth Spartans, especially leading a championship side 2-0 at half time.
Yeah,
you've got a fault. And I mean, people are still trying to call one of them for teaming around because of the efforts they've shown. It was a bad weekend for all non-league sides, but I think out of the teams that went out, Blyth Spartans have got the most to be proud of out of every one of them.
And obviously the Frickley result is just one of them things, but we still think Blyth Spartans are going to rise up the table, don't we?
Yeah, all depends on how we come back from the FA Cup, because again, it's a bit of a hard thing to think about when you've obviously dropped a 2-goal lead minutes from the end, even trying nearly getting the replay. But it all depends how fast they can bump back. They've got the games in hand and they have got the opportunity to really push forward.
I'm going to do something unusual now.
Okay.
I'm going to mix things up a bit. I'm going to mention a couple of games from the First Division, if that's all right with you. Can you think on your feet? Okay.
Yep.
So, just a quick mention for First Division matches. There's a couple of big games which have sprang out the screen at me. One of them, let's turn to Division 1 South for a second. Leek Town are hosting Michelover Sports. Now, obviously, Leek Town are currently sixth in Division 1 South, but they've only played 19 games, where Sutton Coldfield out in front have played 27. And we all reckon Michelover Sports are nailed on.
Yeah.
But we reckon Leek Town are going to be there. That's going to be a mammoth game, isn't it?
Yeah. The winners of that are going to be the ones that are going to be challenging Sutton Coldfield towards the end of the season. Michelover are just banging them in for fun. A 6-1 win over the Christmas period. I think they've got, actually, I think 3 6-0 wins. So they've got the firepower there. And I won't be surprised if one of the Michelover players, when we start the supporters player voting, is highly mentioned.
So Leek Town against Michelover Sports, that's on Saturday in Division 1 South. That's going to be a humdinger. Up in First Division North, there's a couple of matches I'd just like to highlight. Bamber Bridge are hosting Salford City, and that's going to be very, very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, with what's going on as well at the moment, Bamber Bridge do look like a good little side. Seeing them play Ratcliffe again, Macy was saying, Paul Maguire, sorry, on the last podcast, saying Bamber Bridge is going to be the team to watch in the second part of the season. I've noticed it with my eyes now. They do look like a nice little tidy unit. Okay, they got a 2-1 win against Ratcliffe, but it was on a really, really bad pitch, and they played the ball really well in the situation. If the pitch was better, I reckon Ratcliffe would have been looking at a 5-6-0 defeat there without an issue, with no issues. You've got to obviously look at Salford as well with what's happening at the moment. They've seems absolutely strengthened up.
Yeah.
You can't fault them.
I know we've all played Championship Manager, and we've all had that moment in the season where we've just blitzed the squad and just thrown in everyone. Do you think it's going to be easy just for them to hit the ground running?
I think so, because it's a bit unusual. It's not like players coming from every other club.
That's
you've got
true.
7 or 8 coming from the same club here, so you've already got that chemistry together.
Can I just say, earlier you said it was 7, now you're saying 8. You need to calm down. And even that's not confirmed.
But obviously, we don't know how many players. When this release, it might have signed an 8th, you never know. But you're going to have, well, even then, you've got the Salford signed a couple of players from Ramick at the start of the season. So again, you've already got pretty much a full squad there that already have the chemistry together. So they know how each other plays. The manager's already come across, they'll get already used to the style of his play. So if it was, again, coming from 7 or 8 different clubs, it would be a lot different.
Yeah.
But this is a bit unusual. We don't usually see this in non-league football a lot, unless it's like the end of the season. I know it happened at... Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, the other game as well of note is Spennymoor Town against Northwich Victoria, which again, you might see the league and go, Spennymoor are 9th and well out of it, but they're not really, are they? Because they've played about four or five games less than everyone else.
Yeah, I think they've got their big period coming up. I think all the top nine are going to have a patch where they play 3 or 4 of each other. Spennymoor coming to start, because obviously they played Scarborough last week, and I think they've got Farsley coming up the week after. So they've got 3 tough teams back to back there. So there, man, it's all about keeping them fit.
And just to say as well, it would be remiss of us. We are biased. Prescott Cables are hosting New Mills on Saturday, and after Roy Zool's speech last week... How can I put this? I hope you both win. But, yeah. Anyway, but that's a big game, that for New Mills, if they're going to survive. James?
Hello.
Well done. Thank you for coming back in the new year. More sprightly than ever. You've started gossips, you've started rumours, you've done wild speculation. This is good stuff. More of the same, please.
No worries, and no problem.
Give the MPL Facebook group a plug, please.
Yeah, facebook.com/groups/the MPL or on Twitter at the MPL group. And congratulations in advance, just in case it happens whilst we're on away. So it's Stu, who's, we found out the gender of his fourth kid this week as well.
Right. And what gender is it?
It's female.
It's female. Good, good lad. Yep. Well done. Congratulations. Thank you to James Hayes there from the MPL Facebook group. But enough about the past. It's now time to stare into the future, and to join me holding my hand to stare into the future, we're joined by senior sports writer for the Mid-Cheshire Guardian. It's Andrew Simpson. Hello, Andrew. Are you okay?
I'm very well. Are you?
I'm all right, and a happy new year. I know I've already said that off air, but happy new year.
Happy new year to you. let's go with trepidation, but with open eyes into 2015.
Exactly. And let's start things off with Ashton United against Stourbridge. Ashton United, they were there, weren't they? And then FC United beat them.
Yeah, I think they were a little bit disappointed that they drew, didn't they, with Curzon Ashton in the derby and lost 2-0 to FC. So they've only picked up 1 point from those two quite big head-to-head. So they'll be desperate to bounce back on Saturday against Stourbridge, who I did see last Saturday down in the Midlands. And they beat Witten easily.
Yes.
Last weekend, which was a shame, really, because Witten had done really well winning back-to-back games over Christmas. But Stourbridge, it's hard for me to tell you how good they are because it was such a one-sided game.
It's hard for me because that's one people tell you. Some teams always play better against FC. You can take the boy out of you can take the boy out of Old Trafford. Anyway, they're very quick, aren't they, and very powerful, but.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they, you know, what gave them the edge against Witten. They blitzed them in the first 20, 25 minutes, had the game won easily by half-time. And Witten, who, to be fair, were looking a little bit tired from the previous two games of exertions, just had no answer. And so I think it'd be a decent game, actually, up at Hurst Cross on Saturday. But Stourbridge tend not to travel too well. They've picked up 2/3 of their points at home. So I still fancy Ashton to bounce back this weekend.
At this moment in time, it's very difficult to understand how the league's panning out because there's various teams played more games than others. But I'm going to suggest that this one's quite a ding-dong. Barwell against Curzon Ashton.
Yeah, definitely. I think they'll be sick of the sight of each other, though, won't they? Because this will be the fourth time.
Oh, I hate Barwell. I played them so much. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, they played each other this will be the fourth game this season. Curzon Ashton beat them up at the Thames side earlier this season, but then lost in the FA Cup and the FA Trophy against Barwell. So that will probably make it slightly more difficult to predict. But Barwell, one of the best teams at home in the league, have won 7 in the past 8 at home. So it's a big ask for Curzon to go down there and win. So I put draw on my little sheet, but then I had another look, and Barwell haven't drawn any of their past 13 games. So
right.
I think Curzon Ashton might edge it.
Now, here's an interesting fixture. Everyone round the table in the New Year special of the Evo Stick MPL show all said Blythe Spartans were going to be the surprise leaping up the table.
Yeah.
And then midweek against Frickley, didn't do too well, did they?
No.
Blythe Spartans against Belper Town, could there be an upset?
No.
Okay. Right, moving on. Go on.
Blythe have lost either side of playing Birmingham, lost to Whitby as well before they played Birmingham. So I listened to the interview that Tommy Way did with the 5 Live non-league show, and he was saying that they really desperately need to get on the roll now to close this gap up to the top half of the table. Perfect place to start playing Belper at home, worst away travellers in the league. Don't really seem to have had a bounce yet from changing the manager either. They've lost both games since Jimmy Oldens went in. So I just cannot see any other result than Blythe winning.
We'll cover Witten shortly, but Witten have done well recently, as have Frickley, as has Nantwich. They've opened up a bit of a gap. You imagine Belper's got to string a couple of wins together at the moment, don't you?
Indeed. I had a look on their website this afternoon. They've done a piece with Jimmy Oldens, and he says in there that he thinks they need to win 12 of their last 19 games to stay up. I mean, that's just...
That's league-winning form, isn't it?
It's the comparison he makes, because he says Skem will probably be looking for a similar number of wins to get over the line. So that's his kind of feel that they'd have to... I mean, they've only won 3 games, so they're going to have one hell of a turnaround to meet that target. I think he's kind of putting in context there just how big a job he's got. I cannot see them winning 12 of the last 19 games. Sorry, guys.
Oh, goodness. Those are the thoughts of Andrew Simpson. Send your correspondence there. Anyway, also down the bottom, Grantham Town are being visited by Marine. Marine, yeah. Too, you'd think, have to start winning soon.
Definitely. I was at Marine on New Year's Day. I worked to see Witten win 1-0 there. It's probably the right result. It was a close game, as the score suggests, but Witten were the better side. What conclusion I drew from that is, unless Marine desperately, quickly address their inability to score goals, then they're going to struggle to get out of the predicament they're in. They've scored the least number of goals in the Premier Division along with Stamford, and it was painfully obvious to see that's where their problems are. Little chink of light, Grantham haven't won a home game in more than 2 months, and right. Marine did win at Hales Owen last time they had an away game. So perhaps not a foregone conclusion, but like I say, unless Marine start to score some goals, they're going to find it really difficult.
Well, it's weird. Around the table last week, we had some people saying Grantham were going to reach the playoffs, and some people saying they're going to get relegated. It was weird. Anyway, Hales Owen Town are playing Matlock Town. Matlock, they're not totally out of touch, are they?
No, but they have it a bump in the road. They've
yes.
lost 6 of the past 7, so they're really struggling. Hales Owen, on the other hand, have really picked up. They didn't win any of their first 7 home games, but have now won 5 of the past 6, so they've really sorted out their home form. That suggests I could only see one winner. This is a game Witten will be keeping an eye on, so see Matlock are next behind them in the table at the moment. There's a 6-point cushion, which feels quite a distance at the moment when you look at Matlock's form, but that can change quickly. But I would be very surprised if Hales Owen didn't carry on their good run of form at home.
Speaking of good runs of form, Nantwich Town are on a bit of run of form, as are Workington, and the two of them play each other on Saturday. Workington currently 6th.
Yeah, they won at Wincham Park last month, and I was very impressed with them. Only one defeat in the past 11 league games for Workington, so they're really on a roll and have got themselves in a great position, definite contenders for
And they've
playoffs.
Not been flashy about it, have they? They've just kind of quietly got on with it.
Absolutely. It's built on a solid defence. Only Hales Owen have got a better defensive record, so they keep the opposition out and then nicking goals at the other end. And it's a formula that's been really successful. Nantwich...
Is that them sorted now, Nantwich, do you think?
No. I don't think so. They've had a good start to 2015, back-to-back wins, but obviously they were at Witten on Boxing Day and they were hugely second best. They lost 3-0 and were lucky to get nil. Although you know they've recovered and done well since then. Their home form's not great. They've lost more than half their home games this season. So I mean, and obviously from a Witten perspective, they would be hoping that Workington pick up the points there on Saturday as well.
Ramsbottom United are hosting Trafford now. Oh, now be careful here because this is an official podcast. And Ramsbottom United are now 14th in the league. Obviously, they've had a few games. They're a few games behind everyone else.
Yeah.
They've lost the manager, their assistant manager, and a number of players now. What do you think?
I had a look at the I text someone the other day and said, do you think they could get sucked in? They've got 36 points, so they could. I mean, it's interesting because they before the managerial change last week, they'd only won one of the past 7 in the league. They were dipping a bit,
weren't they?
Yeah, they're in their kind of weakest run of the season so far. I mean, it depends on what John Robinson's been able to do this week in terms of A, persuading people who are still there to stick with the club, and also how well he's getting on in terms of signing players. You know, I expect to see that they have brought people in time for this game. I mean, if you start in your first game as a manager, one of the teams you're going to want to play at the moment is Trafford. Yes. So it's not the worst opening he could have got. Trafford, I mean, whichever way you look at the numbers, it's looking really grim for them. They've won one league game since September. I mean, that's the worst that I could pull from them. Only Belka have got a worse defence. I just, you know, if you're Rami, you're thinking, not a bad one for Robbo to
I think Swampy's right about Trafford. I don't think they have it in them to battle. They play superb football, but at times they just need to hoof it up front, don't they?
Yeah, it feels churlish to criticise them when we all admire the style of play. And a number of podcasts you guys have done this season. We talked about Shelton Payne and Michael Oates, so there's nothing revelatory there in saying that they seem to have the firepower, but they haven't scored a goal in nearly 5 hours.
Yeah.
So even that seems to be deserted them now. And a little bit similar to Marine and Belfer, it's starting to look a little bit forlorn for Trafford. They obviously, they could flip the coin and say it's a good time to go to Ramy with being in turmoil. So it makes it hard to predict, doesn't it? I still think Ramy will have too much.
Rushall Olympic are hosting Ilkeston FC. Ilkeston have, they've put themselves right into it, haven't they?
Yeah, they. I've been really impressed both times I've seen them this season, even though, to be fair to Whitton, they got a fantastic point at Ilkeston just before Christmas. And of the past 8 games, that's the only one Ilkeston haven't won. So a little feather in Sully's cap there. Also, it's an interesting game Saturday. I think it's one of the games of the day, other than the one we'll come on to next, probably. And Rushall are in really good nick. Won 4 the past 5. Beat Ilkeston in the past 2 games at Dales Lane. So it's not a gimme for Ilkeston. It's a tricky game for them at the weekend. They're probably quite happy with the draw, although their away form is superb.
You mentioned perhaps the game of the day, Skelmersdale United against Buxton.
Yeah.
Is it though? Because Skem aren't they living on borrowed time, do you reckon?
that seems to be the feeling, and I agree with what other people have said. They really huffed and puffed to beat Whitton, which was only a couple of weeks after Sully had come in as manager. What I would say in Skem's defence is it seems to have picked up since Danny Mitchell come back. He's been amongst the goals in the past couple of weeks, and that was my worry for them. They seem to be struggling to score this season. We were used to seeing Tommy Lawson's teams, you know, really be amongst the goals, and that seems to have been a big problem. So him coming back has eased that a little bit. They also did beat Buxton at Silverlands earlier this season. So they have got one over them and going for a double this weekend. Although I did interesting stat for you.
Go on.
In games against teams currently in the top half of the table this season, at home, Skem have only won once. They've only beaten Worthington at home with the teams in the top half of the table. So that will give Buxton a little bit of hope, I think.
And Buxton are another team, I think. It's like I said to Alex McKenna last week, that they always appear to be not doing very well, but they're third.
Yeah, indeed. And if they can stay third and we don't feel we're doing very well, that's
the former well. Champions, that. It's former
absolutely,
champions.
Mm. Absolutely. They not as great away from home, only won one in the past 6. So they'll have to improve on that this weekend.
Stamford are hosting Frickley Athletic. And yeah. Stamford aren't totally out of the relegation battle, are they?
Absolutely not. They were another side to take a hiding off this improved Whitton a couple of weeks ago. They've not won yet either at the new ground. I don't think they've drawn both games. As we mentioned earlier, Frickley, that was a great win against Blyth in midweek, although they tend not to travel as well. Haven't won any of the past 6 away games and have lost 5 of that 6. So, again, another one Whitton will be keeping an eye on. And it's screaming a draw to me.
And lastly, for the league on Saturday, and it's your bread and butter, it's Witton Albion hosting Kings Lynn Town. So
yes,
let's discuss Witton Albion. You've had a big turnaround. Every time you come on now, I always say, oh, that first 20 minutes against FC has really turned your season around. I'm not going to ask you the same question. Have you looked back since? But can you keep it going?
Yeah, I mean, last time I was on was the end of November, so it was only a couple of weeks after that game, and it felt like, oh, they're just, you know, that was a line in the sand, they are turning around. Since then, obviously, there's been another month of matches, and we can definitely say now that was a turning point in the season. Don't forget, that was a 12 successive defeat they had that day against FC. Since then, they've picked up 16 points, have moved from joint bottom with Belfer to outside of the relegation zone, and before, quite a limp display at Stourbridge last weekend, they've won 5 of 8 games. So, you know, a real improvement in form under Toby Sullivan in the past few weeks. One real big thing I've written in my programme notes for this weekend at Whitton is they really did need to improve on their home form, and they have won now 3 of the past 4 at home as well. So if they can keep that going, they'll be absolutely fine. So a Saturday against Kings Lynn, who, again, something that was mentioned on the pod, if they're not careful, their terrible away form will cost them a chance of challenging for a playoff place. One win away from home this season, and that was on the opening day at Ramy. So that's dreadful. something Witten will be hoping to make the most of, obviously, on Saturday.
And just before you go, it'll be remiss of us not to mention the FA Trophy second round match on Saturday, Charlie against FC United.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that one?
Massive occasion, isn't it? I know you had some humdinger battles when Charlie were in the Premier Division, so it's set up to be another classic. They've really kicked on this season. They've followed this trend, haven't they?
Yeah.
The teams that have gone up in the most recent seasons and obviously Farber doing the same have shown they're more than capable of playing at a higher level. So that suggests it is a difficult ask for FC, but you go there banging form, don't you? I mean, other than Ilkeston, I don't think there's a more informed team in the Northern Premier League at the moment, is there? So why not? Why not?
I think we're going to have them. I think we're going to smash them, I think. Anyway, right, so Andrew Simpson, senior sports writer for the Mid Cheshire Guardian, thank you for joining us. And as I said, Happy New Year.
And thanks to you. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you, and good luck to you. Listeners won't be aware of this, but apparently it is chucking it down where Andrew is. So good luck to the groundsman in the Cheshire area.
Yeah, he's funny yet again.
Nice one, Andy, and I'll see you soon.
And now for your correspondence. Rob Lloyd from Hales Owen Town has been in touch with a piece of correspondence so long it's going to take a whole new podcast to actually read it out. However, we'll give it our best try, Rob. Hales Owen Town, we've played Matlock 3 times this season already. We've beaten them 4-0 twice at their place, once in the FA Trophy replay, and drew at our place in the original FA Trophy game. They play well at our place and were unlucky not to win, but in the games we've won, when we score, they crumble. Saturday will be interesting to see how we get on. Hopefully, we can continue our good form, but beating any team 3 times in a season isn't easy, and I'm sure Matlock will be chomping at the bit to put things right. Hopefully, they'll be flagging a little, and our extra bite up front will be enough. Good luck to both Hales Owen Town and Matlock Town in that one. Richard Clark of Stourbridge has been in touch to say Stourbridge are off to Ashton United. And that's a game Richard has really been looking forward to. Only 2 points between the teams, but our away form is not great. A few comings and goings in the last couple of weeks or so has added a bit of an unknown feel to the squad. Head says a draw, heart says go out and thump them. Yes, thump them. Ian West from Buxton says, tough game at Skelmersdale on Saturday. Buxton travelled to Stormy Corner. Very apt name considering the weather forecast for Saturday. Indeed, Ian. If the game is on, I would take a draw, but it would be even better to have the win, obviously. Some changes to player personnel of late, so it makes it hard to call. I'm going to suggest, Ian, that you both win. Gresley travelled to Newcastle Town on Saturday in Division 1 South, and Ian Lummis has been in touch to say, hoping we have a match away at the Newcastle Velodrome. After last weekend's cluster, well, that is terrible language, Ian. Haven't had the pleasure of this or our next away ground, so looking forward to this one. Josh Dyson of FC United fame is really looking forward to this weekend's FA Trophy match between Charlie and FC United, and he's got in touch to say that he is booking his hotel for the final weekend after about 20 minutes on Saturday. Don't get ahead of yourself, Josh. Do it after 30. Alan Bateson has been in touch, who I'm assuming is a Bamber Bridge fan, and he says Salford Rams, now, Salford Rams to get tupped at Bamber Bridge. Tupped. What's tupped? Andrew Huff has been in touch to highlight the 6-pointer, which is taking place at the bottom of the Division 1 North this coming Saturday, and he says 6-pointer at Hope Street, Cables v New Mills. Yes. Yes. Gary Skeels, who I'm assuming is a Trafford fan, has said that Trafford are on a terrible run at the moment. Half of the Rami squad, though, has gone to Salford. Is this our chance to get the points on the board? Is it? David Osborne of Russia Olympic fame has been in touch to say, 3-0 wins over the festive period have allowed us to look up the league rather than over our shoulders. Ilkeston will provide a stern test as we look to continue to close in on the playoffs. Mark Joyce from Buxton's been in touch to say, off to the roundabout roads of Skelmersdale for the top of the table clash. By all accounts of last Saturday's showing, it's going to be a tough game for the Bucks, but hoping Macca is going to get the troops into battle stations.
because if we have the same officials like last season, whoa, Mark, this is an official podcast. We're not going to criticise the referees. Move along. And lastly, Colin Buckley's been in touch to say Spennymoor v Vicks on Saturday. Spennymoor whooped us earlier in the season, but we have only lost one match since. Should be a good game. Yes, Colin, it should be a good game. And that, dear listener, is the end of this week's Wall of Correspondence. Tune in next week to Evo Stick Extra for another set of correspondence pinned to a wall. Back over to you, Ben. Well, thank you, of course, for your correspondence. That, dear listener, is the end of this week's Evo Stick Extra. Good luck to all our sides, wherever you're playing this week. Thank you to this week's guest, senior sports writer for the Mid-Cheshire Guardian, Andrew Simpson, and, of course, from the MPL Facebook group's very own, James Hayes. I've been Ben, and remember, you can follow us on Twitter, at MPL Show. We'll be back next week with a brand new edition of Evo Stick Extra. But from everyone here at Evo Stick Extra, we wish you all a happy weekend. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.